Hey, guys. What's up?
What's going on, people?
All right. We're out of topics. We'll see you guys next week.
Nice show. Have a good one.
Yeah, it didn't work. We can't really do that.
Yeah, we gotta entertain.
We gotta entertain.
Do things.
So, first of all, let's start with this. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We used to play vodcasts, which, if you're not familiar with Twitch, what that basically means is we replay old episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Twitch does a very bad job of making it clear that you are watching a past broadcast and not a live recording.
You should probably, disable chat in a podcast.
That would be a smart thing. I think the idea, though, behind it, and from Twitch's perspective,
mm-hmm.
is that, like, you're going to create pre-made content, all right?
Okay.
And then you're going to put it up on Twitch, and then all of your viewers will come and comment on it together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're debuting a movie.
I gotcha.
And they're going to comment on it. I think that's the idea. Most people don't do it that way. Most people are like, hey, man, here's my replay of yesterday's stream. Or here's my replay of my playthrough of Mario. That's what most people do.
You should have an option.
Right. Well, and the problem is that looks like live content unless you're paying really close attention to the word vodcast. So, like, we used to do them, and then I stopped, because Twitch also does this really stupid thing, which is they count it as a live broadcast. So, when Colby and I, like, to get affiliate, you have to have 3 concurrent viewers on average over 30 days, which we hit the mark on. But vodcast was killing that, because we could literally have a vodcast for the 72 hours that we're not streaming, and have a 72-hour-long stream, according to Twitch,
mm-hmm.
where if people aren't watching that on average of 3 for the whole 72 hours, it actually is a negative mark against your account. So it's not 3 live viewers, it's 3 viewers of whatever is happening on your channel at all times. So I stopped the vodcasts so we could start working towards actually getting our affiliate button, which we did.
Dumb.
All right. So the one thing vodcast does is gets us followers. And it worked. Like, we got 10 new followers over the last couple days from me doing vodcasts. Now, whether or not those followers are worth having, or if they're going to show up live, or they sub, or they tip, or anything. Some guy cheered 4 cents. Which is actually, I think that's worse than no cheer.
It might be. Yeah, it might be.
It's like, these guys are worth 4 pennies.
These guys are not worth anything. I'm going to throw this old fucking coin that does nothing at them.
Right.
I'm 4 of them.
Yeah, here's some pennies.
He's basically just pummeling us.
Right, he's throwing change at our heads. Yeah.
Since it's as worth as a rock.
I agree. And the worst part is that Twitch does this thing on our chat that shows the top cheer of all time, which right now is 4. And I can't think of anything more embarrassing to a new user than showing up to our channel and it being, oh, the top cheer. Wow, these guys are legit. How much is it? 4 cents. Wow.
Wow.
These guys must be important.
They're rolling in it, man. They just get
then,
4 cents every millisecond would probably be.
That would be all right. I'd be fine with that.
Sure.
And then it also doesn't help that our latest subscriber right here is me, okay? Even though we've had at least 2 subscribers. 2. Hold on. All right. Morris, who's in chat right now, is a subscriber. Another person subscribed during the vodcast who has been in chat before. But if we're not live when someone subscribes, for some reason, Twitch doesn't update. And so this doesn't change unless you subscribe while we're live.
Isn't it just a text file?
Yes.
Can't you just put in the text?
I could, but because technically ZSwigs is the latest, it'll just overwrite that text file.
Mm.
So I could go and create a new text file and manually update it every time, but if someone subbed during the show, I would have to go update that file.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And that's Twitch's fault, or Twitch?
It's a mix of Twitch and Stream labels, which runs the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because Twitch doesn't... Like, our new follower up there, you can see our new follower. That didn't happen when we were live. That happened during the podcast. It updated. Our cheer happened during the podcast. It updated. It subs is the only thing for some reason that's different. And it's like a thing like Stream labels
been complained about
doesn't...
Yet.
Well, they do. They complain. And you know, when I go and I read the things, and you know what most people say? It's like, as your channel grows, you're going to get so many subs, it's not going to matter.
No.
I'm like, the subs you started with us first are like my favorite subs.
Well, and also, how dare they not show that, oh, the ones that sub not live are not important
I
enough
agree.
To be
yeah.
listed. Screw you. That is horrendous.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't make any
disgusting.
Sense.
Disgusting.
So to bring it back full
disgust
circle, we started running vodcasts because now viewership doesn't matter as much because, I mean, we still get views on those vodcasts. We just don't need an average of 3 now. All yeah. right.
We got the sub button.
It gives us exposure. You know, more people can find the show because that is one of the things about the show. We're only live 4 hours a week,
yeah.
you know. So I do believe more people would like the show if they saw it. So the vodcast helps with that. OK. Here's the thing, though. People can chat, and I leave our chat up the entire time that we're doing. So when I come in here on Sunday morning or Thursday evening and I look at the chat monitor, I can see what people have said over the last 48 hours of our vodcast. And these people who are here are certainly interesting. It starts all the way up here. All right, this is the first one. So we end at 20:55 on Thursday with Morris saying, have a good one. He's the best, all right? And then we get a subscription from JAH0606, who is occasionally in our chat. She subbed to us, all right? And then she used the hype emotes immediately, all right?
That's right.
Now we got Burning Snowman, okay?
You have a stroke there?
Dramatic pause, dude.
Oh, okay.
And he's from my channel, so he said, this is the first time I've ever come to see this. I should probably watch these on the appropriate days. All right? He's intelligent enough to know he's watching a vodcast.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Then it gets bad. We get 2 links. Well, it's actually one of the same links. It's a YouTube link followed by Check This Out, Bros, and then another YouTube link.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not clicking this link. I don't know what it is. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be the hog, man.
It ain't going to be the hog. This dude doesn't watch our show. There's no chance this is the hog. But no. Thank you for reminding me that the hog will probably be coming at some point today. Because now I'm ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Every day after the show, I'm like, next week I'm going to remember that they're going to send the hog. And I always forget. So I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah, good. Good. You're welcome.
All right. Now we got Pup Boo, who said, hi, guys, with 4 S's. So which one is Seth or Colby? I'm not going to read all these. All right. Then we got a couple people from my channel because I host it. You know, that's another reason I do vodcasts is because I like to host Seth and Colby when I'm not online, you know. And then he just sent a bunch of hype tacos, you know, get emotes and stuff. And then that was our first VOD. Not a lot of activity. That was a good VOD. We got a sub. We got a couple people from my channel stopping by to check out the show. It makes me feel good.
Oh, yeah. All
right. That's good. Now, last night's VOD, however, the Saturday nights apparently are filled with shenanigans.
Uh-huh.
Because we had 8 different people say stuff in chat. All of them talking to us like we're here. Hello, hi guys, hey there, hi, 6th stream, good day, gents. And like we're not actually here.
It's a vodcast.
Right.
Meaning it's not live.
And then we had a couple people who told us to have sex with each other. Called us insulting words. And then one dude who tipped 4 bits. So,
also said, oh, food.
Yeah, he did say, oh, food.
I'm confused.
Like, I don't know what we were doing.
That's at
11. This is live, Morris. We're here. This is live.
Oh, God.
Like, I would love to know what part of the episode was playing last night at 11:41 p.m.
Oh, food.
Because I'm guessing we were talking about food.
Is it like, did he just realize that we were talking about food? Or is he like, oh, food, yeah.
I mean, we could probably figure this out, to be totally honest.
I want
to
know,
like,
man.
Okay, so.
I want to know.
I got offline Z-Swigs yesterday, probably about.
We're not going to figure this
out. I want to say 4? I think 4 o'clock is when I got offline yesterday. Okay? So roughly 2 hours of every episode. All right? So this would take us to 6. This is like 7:40. Okay? So this is
9:40,
10:30. So it would be right. It would be in the middle of episode 35.
Okay? I would think it would have to have been like What would make sense to me would be Thanksgiving, but...
Right, but no. Episode 35 is from November 2nd. Okay? Seth and Colby Reed, their YouTube comments, Seth is freaked out by Matt, the new Lion King cast is amazing, movies without visual effects look ridiculous, is Facebook listening in on our conversations, a new Razer phone, what happens if you fill space with air?
That fucking episode! What a dick.
What is this void in the pyramid? Taco Bell turns into a bar. Papa John Pizza sucks. The Japanese have a new plan. It's probably the Taco Bell stuff, right?
It'd have to be that.
I would assume, because I kind of remember that being towards the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, food. I just...
Well, whatever we said, it was good enough to make them tip 4 cents.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll never know. I want to know, but...
Well, that's part of the problem, is like, should we do, like, chat and sub only or something while we run VODs?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, they're pretty entertaining to just come and see these random people.
Well, these ones are not... I mean, there's a lot of them... Okay, like, back in the day when we ran VODs, there were, like, 90% of them were like, who's the fat guy and who's the good-looking one?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was 90%
of
the comments.
Both of these people are idiots.
Yeah, or who's that child man next to the fat guy? Yeah, like, most of them are insulting.
Yes.
So, first of all, I don't know how that stuff doesn't trickle to our live show. Like, generally, we don't get trolled too bad on this show, knock on wood. Most people that come here, I mean, some people have tried to troll us, and then we've just won them over by, I don't even know, by not caring at all.
Yeah.
Like, they can't say anything bad to us because we already think the worst, so mm-hmm. what could they possibly do?
Yeah, there's not much to be done.
But, yeah, I don't know, man.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't get these people.
I just don't know, like, I mean, I appreciate them watching and listening, all right? I don't want to demean them.
Appreciate the 4 cents.
But I don't. I actually don't appreciate the 4 cents, okay? If I had my way, I would give you your 4 cents back just because I don't want that embarrassment on our Twitch chat. 4 cents. Because it's not the most recent. It's the top. Yeah. So until someone else gives us more bits, and it's not even a donation. It's bits.
Right.
Which no one uses.
Mm-hmm.
That 4 cents is going to be there for eternity.
It's
going to
haunt us forever, yeah.
We can make $6,000 off this show, and we'll still have a 4 cent top donation in bits on our chat, just mocking us every time I turn on the stream.
Oh, God. What are we going to do, man?
Why four, dude? And he embarrassed us on purpose, too. Because if you look at the chat, it's like... It shows, like, he actually sent them one at a time. He says, yeah. It's like, one cheer, one cheer, one cheer, one cheer. It's not like
perfect.
Four. He sent one. Because you type cheer and then the number you want.
Mm-hmm.
And he typed cheer one 4 times instead of cheer four. So he literally want us to be like, here's a penny, here's a penny, here's a penny. Oh, and here's one more penny for you. You are garbage. I will see you later. Did this guy even follow us? That's what I really want to know. He did follow us. Okay, he did follow us,
that's
so
good.
Maybe we shouldn't bash him.
Yeah,
but
the follow
like,
is worth more than those 4 cents right there, man.
I totally agree. But is it because none of these people? Well, I don't know. Did Morris find us through a VOD? I can't remember. I think As I See Things found us through a VOD. So maybe we've had a couple people who have actually found us through a VOD.
Yeah,
and if that leads to people actually coming and watching the show live, then that's something.
It will get there. You'd think.
I don't know, man. I just really... Yeah, Morris found us live. Of course he did, because he's the best person on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's the gold standard of viewer.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
That's pretty much...
Morris, pretty donate much the five truth. Bits. that would
God.
Actually be just as bad.
Yeah.
That wouldn't solve the problem.
It wouldn't.
No.
You just put your name first and, yep. and show who really is
I mean,
boss.
It could be worse. Like, I Unofficial Tony P, like... He went through that thing where he streamed like really hardcore for like 2 months
mm-hmm.
and he got his sub button and everything. And then he just stopped streaming for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And now he like streams 2 hours a day and he's had the same top cheer on his chat for months now. And that's also embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe what I'm thinking about here is how worried I am about falling into an unofficial Tony P situation where that like at least his is like $20.
Yeah.
Like if our 4 cent cheer
is here forever?
Yeah, if it's here for the next 6 months, I might quit the show. Like, I literally look at that and get anxiety, because I'm like, God, we're only worth 4 cents. You know, like, I can't do it, man. It's killing me. But enough about us.
Yeah.
Not really. We don't have anything else to talk
There's
about.
There's not
today.
Much in
Here,
the news.
Here's what we have to talk about today. We usually don't give away our topics before we start the show, but today is an exception, all right? We have all the risk of climate change in a single graph, and I have to be totally honest with you. I only wanted to talk about this on the show so Colby could explain this graph to me because I don't understand it. It's too complicated. All right.
Also, it's a Vox article.
Yeah, and
so
also, Colby loves Vox articles.
Oh, they're the best.
I don't know why he doesn't like Vox.
They're the best, man.
I think he really means they're not the best, but I don't really understand why he doesn't like Vox. I also have this poster here from the Chinese Justice League where they're just impaling Marvel characters. So we get.
That's totally fake.
No, it's totally real. It's hanging up in theaters in China. There's photos of it. So we could talk about that. And then I also have the largest employers in the U.S.
Wow.
And that is the end of our topics, so.
Well, let's get into it, man. Positivity.
So I think the moral of the story here is that most news outlets take the week of Thanksgiving off.
Yeah.
Maybe next year we don't do a Thanksgiving show, or if we do a Thanksgiving show, maybe we do like gimmicks on it instead of talking about topics. So for our non-holiday show, we actually have topics. Yeah. But we'll start the show, and then we're going to come back and continue to entertain with nothingness.
Yeah.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, hello, everybody. How you doing today? I'm not going to turn off the intro prematurely and ruin the entire show this time.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But welcome, guys. It is Sunday, November 26th, 2017, and we are live, not a vodcast, unless you're watching this not live. And then it is a vodcast because we can't change these in post, so no matter when I say it's live, it's still live. But it might not actually be live.
We're live and not live at the same
time. But we are live right
now.
We're
dead.
If you're looking at your clock and it ends in 18 or 19, I guess, depending on Twitch delay, on 11/26, 2017, we are live.
That is today.
Because I can't give the hour because you can be watching it any time zone. So I just want you to know that's when we're live. And if you watch this episode 5 minutes after I just did that, I'm sorry. There's no way for us to tell you if we're live or not, unless you look at the title, which clearly says podcast.
I don't... Should it be like a watermark over the entire video?
We can't. We can't go back and change.
Specifically.
Well, it says vodcast down on the corner.
I know, a big watermark over the entire thing.
That
ruin
might,
the content.
That might help, dude. But anyway, welcome, guys. This is our Sunday episode. We are live twice a week. Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, this one right here, and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/SethandColby. Drop by sometime. Say hello in chat. We would love to talk to you. You can also follow us, subscribe, and donate to us. We'll get to that in a second. If you don't want to watch live, that's fine, too. Go to youtube.com/SethandColby. That's where the video on demands are. Those are never live, and they're clearly labeled as such. And if you want to listen to the audio version, which are also never live, you can get the links to the iTunes, the Google Play, the Stitcher, and the RSS feed at sethandcolby.com. You can also jump on the Colby meme train at our Twitter, Twitter.com/SethColby. Colby, quick update. How many memes did you post between the last show and this one?
20.
That is a lie.
There's 20 up there.
There's not.
Yeah, there are. They're hard to see.
They're invisible memes.
But they're there.
But yeah, guys. So thanks for watching. The most important thing you can do to help the show is subscribe to us. Type exclamation point sub into chat or exclamation point foghorn into chat and donate us money. A giant foghorn will go off in the middle of the show, interrupting anything we are doing, scaring me to death. I used to say it trolls the show, but it doesn't. It actually terrifies me. And then we will read your name and message, interrupting whatever we're doing. It's a great way to troll the show and almost give me a heart attack, causing an early death that you will be responsible for. Imagine how you'd be remembered in the annals of Twitch if you killed one of the hosts of the Seth Colby Show.
You could say you killed somebody.
Also, please donate more than 4 bits so we get this guy off our chat. That would help a lot, too. That's just a personal request. That's nothing to do with anything else. I mean, if you're like, should I sub or donate 5 bits, sub. But also donate 5 bits, because it's killing me.
Why is 5 better
it's
than
not,
4?
It's not really. I think what it is it's the individuality of the 4 bits. Like, I think that's what I'm most insulted by, is just the fact that it's...
He did one by one,
you know?
Terrible.
It's like, he took the time. It's like if I slowly do something. It's like slow torture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I thought your description, here's a penny.
Yeah.
Here's a penny.
Right.
Gravel for it.
Like, if I'm a homeless man on the street, okay?
And you do that
to someone walks in and just like, here's 1 cent. Here's another cent.
I'd beat that man up.
Here's another cent for you.
I would bite him.
And because you have a child, here's a fourth penny for you. And then he just walks off.
And then just goes off. What would you do?
I mean, I couldn't do nothing. I would beg the next person to give me my, like, listen, lady, the dude before gave me 4 pennies one at a time. I'm feeling really low right now. I could use a nickel. Like, that's what I would say, you know? A nickel's better than 5 pennies. I mean, the bank doesn't care, but a nickel is better than 5 pennies.
Sure, man.
I think so, dude.
I mean, I think for actual value of the metal that's used to make a nickel compared to a penny, I think nickels are more.
No, aren't pennies, like, worth more
than what they're worth,
right? Like, the metal to make a penny is worth more,
but I still think a nickel is worth more than
I mean, especially to us, since we don't actually get pennies.
Yeah,
this is just, we're gonna get 4 cents direct deposited to PayPal. Okay,
no, we have to wait until that hits 100.
That's a good point.
We
have to have $100, and then we have to wait 60 days to get that money.
Way more pennies,
yeah. So it's Twitch's. So it's been a learning experience for us on how to make money on Twitch.
Real good Twitch,
If I wasn't already doing this full time, I'd be a little worried about money. But it's just, I don't know how people do this for money.
4 bits better than no bits.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it, though?
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is.
I mean, maybe I'm being ungrateful.
We appreciate any penny. We're beggars on the street. We would take that 4 cents. And then go buy nothing because
I don't know. If I
can't buy anything with 4 cents.
I've never been homeless, all right? So I have absolutely no background to do this.
They probably would shit on your face.
But like...
They would throw shit at your face.
4 cents is literally the same as no pennies to a homeless. What are you going to do with 4 cents?
0.0001 of a gallon of gas.
It's not even enough to cover sales tax on a dollar.
No, it's not.
So, like someone could come by and give you a dollar, and now you have a dollar and 4 cents. You still can't buy a cheeseburger.
Is that just based off of this donation, or is that just the American economy and inflation?
Dude, you're the science guy. I don't know.
It's inflation.
He worked so hard for those bits. I put in at least 6 seconds of work.
Penny sweets? What the hell is that?
It's some British thing, probably, huh? Sounds awesome.
Is it a sweet that you can get for a penny?
Should we Google it? By the way, chat, we have no topics today.
Because I have no idea of anything you can buy for one single penny.
What is this? All right, these... One sweet equals 1 penny. Can we call it Sober Sunday? Because Colby hasn't had one too many. All right, first of all, Colby was up till 4 a.m. last night. And chat, you'll love to know this, all right? Colby got another haircut.
No, I didn't.
Yes, he did.
You can't. No.
He did. He got another haircut.
It didn't happen. I'm very particular with this new hairstyle I got going here. And apparently, I confused the shit out of the hairstylist. Like, I told her what I wanted. I was just like, I do this style, I push it to the side, basically. That's all I do. I want this, except shorter. That's all I want. I want the back gone, so there's no more fucking crow's nest in the back. Nothing back there. So I just want it shorter. And then she's like, but if I make it shorter, it will stand up in the back.
Which is the same thing she said to you last time,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
I'm just like, take all the back off. Just take it off.
Have you thought about going to a real place that cuts hair and not like...
Man, my haircut's $12.
You make a lot of money, man. You could afford a haircut.
I should, but I don't know. Where do I go? Where do I go?
Literally, just pick a place.
I don't want to go to Paul Mitchell.
Why not? Go to my lady. I got a lady. She's great.
You got a lady.
I got a lady. She's great.
Where is
she's
this
at?
Lady?
She is at Sola Salons.
Okay.
Okay. Which is independent. Which is just Sola Salons' whole business model. Okay. This is the best show ever, by the way. All right. Sola Salons' whole business model
sponsor
is that they rent out single rooms that are equipped for hair cuttering. Okay.
Oh.
So they have a sink, a barber chair, and all the stuff in it.
That
but then a person
nice.
Who is an independent hair person can rent one of those rooms and run their business out of it.
Uh-huh.
So everyone in there is independent. So a lot, like my lady, for example, used to work at Progression Salon and Day Spa.
Oh.
Okay, but they treated her bad. And so she left and started her own thing, man. Okay?
They burned her.
She cuts all the hair in the Neiman family, and we all look great, okay? Let's see. We got to catch up on chat. He had to put those bits on layaway. You guys are so spoiled.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how much money it is.
Yeah, yeah, you did. Have you tried going somewhere else? You paid for three haircuts.
Weeks.
That's like $45 after tips, so Paul Mitchell can't be much more. You know what? You just got mathed, bro.
I hoped that I had an old hair place I used to go to, and
Kay.
They had a policy that if you came back within 2 weeks of your haircut,
you get free haircuts
like it,
for life.
You could do it. Yeah.
Could you get one a week?
I don't know how many times you could go back and back and back, but I mean, eventually they'd be like, get out, you know, but, I wanted to see if this one was like that. I don't know if
it's
it was
not,
like that.
Because it's not. Where do you go, Sport Clips?
I go to fucking Great Clips.
Great Clips!
Great Clips. The best haircutting establishment in the world.
Dude, no. You go try out my lady, man. Go try on my lady.
Apparently should do that.
You should do it. I got a haircut coming up next weekend, man.
Oh, I'll be doing it next week, too, probably.
Yeah,
you know? It's like one a week. That's all.
With tip,
my new
I think
thing.
My haircut costs $32. All right?
Of all clips made on this.
Great Clips. The name of all clips made on this channel. You're right.
Yeah,
You're right.
So, and I'm still not, like, fully satisfied with it, honest to God.
Well, you know, it is a $12 haircut. You know, what do you expect, dude?
I expect them to know how to cut hair.
You went to a place with a $12 haircut.
It's just like, it's how hard is it? They literally, the chick I got last time, so not this time.
Okay.
Last week.
Okay, last week, yeah. A
I
week
was like,
ago.
I want it shorter and I don't want it in the back. And then she's like getting into it, looking around, moving it around, you know, just being like, And then ask this lady, hey, lady, come here. I gotta ask you a question. Get another fucking hairstylist over here to look at the back of my head like they're doing an incision or some shit, and they need a doctor's
surgery.
Advice.
It's hair surgery.
And, yeah.
Do you
happen this time, too.
Do you tip?
Three of them. Yeah.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
How much?
$5.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
I know.
You know that's like a 40% tip.
Yeah. Most of the time, this is the only time in my life I've never been satisfied with a haircut, other than the time I was in sixth grade and the lady completely shaved my head. I was bald. I wanted it short, and then she was like brand new and went short in one part, and she was like, well, I got to do it everywhere now. So.
As I see things, says usually the $12 places are people who barely pass beauty school. Of course they are.
Yeah.
Because if you can make $30, you would.
Yeah.
These are the people who make $7 an hour plus Colby's $5
tip. I'm now realizing this.
Telling you, man. Go see my lady. You guys can talk
I'm just gonna
talk trash on me.
From now on.
Like, this lady, all right? cuts the hair of the entire Neiman family.
Oh.
Me, Luke, oh, Daniel, boy. Sarah, my mom.
You're just a screaming example of a good haircut, though, man.
Dude, first of all, she can't fix ugly, okay? That's not her fault. Second of all, if all of the Neimans go there, you know that she remembers me, and you guys could literally just talk trash. You could literally have a barbershop experience talking about me with this lady. Give her all my dark secrets. Yeah.
That's what I like to do during my haircuts, is talk
no,
about
what you like to do is get out of
you.
Your chair and feel great depression about how bad your haircut is, then go back in a week and repeat.
Yep.
That's what you like to do.
My mistake is going to the same exact place with the same exact people expecting a different result.
Yes.
And they're all just like, I've never seen this hairstyle before.
Uh-huh.
How do I work with this hair? How do you fucking think you should have learned that shit? Should have learned how?
I mean, like, I don't really know how beauty school works, but I feel like it's not a high bar.
And no, they are not cute. They are not cute
girls. The
girls
are probably
man.
Cute at Great Clips. What makes you think that? Because they're dumb.
Because I go there every fucking week.
Colby trying to get laid by going to Great Clips all the time.
Yep. No, the lady that did it last week, she was definitely, like, this was, she was just. This was her, like, before I came into the
gym. Is it not a busy place?
No. Well, I try to go when it's not busy. They got a check-in app, and I'm like,
okay.
It gives you how much time you average should be waiting. And
how much of this is because it's, like, across the street from your house? Because I honestly don't know where it is. Is it, like, close?
Yeah, it's, like, right there on Ridge and right by Jimmy Jones.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, you go to that one.
5 minutes away.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's a bad one, too.
Yeah.
That's, like, that Great Clips is literally in between a sandwich place, a Twin Peaks, and a wing place. It's like, you know what, I got 20 minutes to wait for picking up these wings. I'm going to go get my hair
done. We didn't have anything else to put in this spot in this strip mall,
right.
So here's another
Great
Clips.
Well, doesn't every strip mall need a $12 haircut place?
I mean, maybe.
Because they got this new one, like, a mile down the road that's, like, got this new sports bar that's never been in Wichita.
It's got a Great Clips.
It's got a Kolache. It's got, like, this Vietnam Nom. It's, like, a whole bunch of, like, cool restaurants that Wichita's never had anything like, and then there's also a Great Clips, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just slap one in.
Yep.
They're all going up. No, I had a...
We all got our $12 worth.
I didn't.
Is it like Walmart? What is the haircut place in Walmart? Have you ever gotten your haircut in a Walmart?
Uh-uh.
I think like Luke or someone in my family got their haircut at Walmart. If he heard that, he'd probably yell at me.
Oh, yeah. There's one in the mall, too, randomly.
Yeah, the mall one, I think, used to be, like, fancy, mm-hmm. and then it, like, they
it's
realized they were in a
haircut.
Mall, and I think they, like, changed to, like, a Supercuts or something. Because, like, Supercuts, Great Clips, and Sport Clips are, like, the same place.
Yeah. I want a salon or some fucking high-end kind of shit. I don't know where they are!
Dude, they have... Look, all right, I'm gonna...
I don't know how to work Google Maps.
All right, here, this is how
you
do it.
Or Yelp.
Right?
I don't get the review
system. We're gonna go to this place, okay? It's called Google. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna type
Google?
Men's...
How do you spell that?
Hair... Well, you can spell it like this. GOOOOGLE.com, all right? You
can... infinite number of O's. Up.
All right, so here we go. Men's haircuts, Wichita. Okay.
Oh God, what is this?
You know what? Maybe we should have used actual.
Probably. Yeah.
Let's try it with six O's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nope. Bro. Six O's don't work. About five. G O O O O O G L E. About that one. Wow, I'm really disappointed. G O O.
I think you just spelled goggle.
You know what? The joke wasn't worth it. We're just going to Google now. All right, so here's what you do, okay? Men's haircuts, Wichita. All right?
Great Clips, Sport Clips, Great Clips.
Well, of course, because they're paying for placement, okay? Oh, let's look at Yelp, dude, our favorite place.
Our favorite place.
Here we go.
See?
Yelp can't leave us. Okay, uh-huh. Salon Z, all right? Look, look at this man. This dude is literally you if you put a chain on, okay?
That is me, actually. That was me. Uh-huh.
There's DeVille's Barbershop and Shaving Parlor, dude. That
Holy
sounds
shit.
Like a place for hipsters like you to go to.
Yeah, it does.
Right there, dude.
It totally does.
Like, it's inexpensive. Price range is inexpensive. All right? It's got high reviews. Love the vibe design of this place. I usually get a wash and cut from my girl Molly, which is perfect every time. The location has such character and adds to the experience.
The experience?
Yeah, dude.
Of getting a haircut?
Some people like experiences, man. Your experience is I hate my haircut.
Yeah.
Some people like, I got a great haircut, and I enjoyed getting it.
That
you know?
Makes no sense. I just tune the fuck out until they say they're done, and then I'm like, okay.
I've heard great things about this place.
Here's $5.
I know a bunch of Wichita hipsters that go to places. Look at this, dude. Everyone here has your haircut, okay? Like, you can't make this up, Chet.
See, no, this is why I'm like, how do they not know how to fucking cut this shit?
I mean, that's a fair point.
This is the haircut of haircuts for men. They just want it short on the side, long on the top. They push it whichever fucking direction they want, and that's it. But no, you gotta like go layer by layer and make sure that the hair lays in a certain way. You gotta thin out this side, or I don't fucking know. God damn it. It just enrages me that I paid for 3 haircuts. And I'm still not happy with it.
Go try one of these, man.
I need to, because this is stressing me out.
I mean, I've actually heard good things about this one.
Oh, man.
All right. Like, look at this guy. This guy looks rich and successful right here, man.
Yes.
Mark B. He's from Overland Park.
Why is he from Overland Park?
He came all the way from Overland Park to get his haircut at this barbershop. I walked in for the first time, waited 10 minutes. Jay cut my hair. Best in a long time. Great place.
Uh-oh, there's a 2-star. What's 2-star?
Though I've seen good reviews, I can't rate a barber highly that is so inflexible it cannot take a walk-in when there are 2 barbers working and no one waiting in line. Most men's haircuts don't take long at all. Not only will I never try this place again, but I felt strongly enough to rate this place poorly several months later.
Several
the
months?
The world is in my oyster. You know what
several
you're
months? Dude, this place burned him.
Let's
he had been
Daniel
thinking
P.
about that for 2 months. God damn it, that hair place. They
please,
would not
also
allow
haircut,
me
bro.
To walk in. He's also from North Carolina?
Yeah.
What the fuck are these people doing coming
North
here?
North Carolina, dude. He's from North Carolina. I don't know.
I'm visiting relatives. You know what I should do when I do that? Get a haircut.
Dude, this is a very random stuff. Like, he's obviously not from South Carolina. This is Kansas City. Mission, Kansas, that's Kansas City. Lee Summit, that's Kansas City.
Maybe
Wichita, just randomly.
Probably.
Gardner's, Kansas City. Kansas City, Kansas City, Kansas City, Kansas City.
Overpriced for the portion sizes. General quality of the food seems low. The cuts of the veggies seem lazy. Clumsy.
Oh,
probably won't
God.
Ever eat here again. Not because it was bad, but because it could be better. I'm not going to settle for mediocrity when I could get excellence for a lower price elsewhere.
That needs to be on I Am Very Smart Reddit right there. That's crazy. What other words can I add into this review to make me sound smart? God, I hate Yelp.
Dude, if I eat okay Chinese, it's 5 stars. Okay? Chinese basically tastes the same.
The only time
no
I'm leaving a
go.
1-star review is if you shit in my food. Unless I need to, like, warn people. Like, they shit in food here.
They literally poop in your meals. Be wary.
That's the only time I'm leaving a 1-star review.
Here we go. Here's the men's cut. They have their own website, dude. What about this place?
Oh, that looks so fancy.
Look at this. It's official. Open today. 253 South Hillside. Man up and get a haircut. This just opened, dude. Perfect. My name is Valerie. Welcome to my website. Online home of the men's cut at Hillcrest Plaza. Can Wichita stop trying to do neighborhoods? Do you know where Hillcrest Plaza is?
No.
How long have you lived in Wichita?
My entire life.
Yeah, me too. Ask me if I know where Hillcrest Plaza is.
I don't know.
Can we stop doing neighborhoods and just be like, it's on the southeast side? Wichita's not that big.
Yeah, I don't get it. There shouldn't, yeah. We're trying to do boroughs. Like,
yeah.
We're New York.
Yeah, we're not even
get
big enough to have suburbs.
Fuck out of here.
We're not even big enough to have
we're
suburbs.
We're in the Soho part of Wichita.
Like, I was literally making fun of that dude's Yelp, and he had, like, 5 reviews from suburbs of Kansas City. We don't even have suburbs.
No.
We barely
well, we
have
got
neighborhoods.
Suburbs. We got suburbs.
What, the one?
Hayesville, man. Park City.
Those aren't suburbs. Those
yeah.
are those are other cities separated by cornfields.
Yeah. Great point.
All right, let's see here. Lady Jane's. Lady Jane's haircut for men. What about this one, dude?
See, that didn't really scream.
Wicked
like...
awesome haircuts for men. Oh, dude, look at this.
Look at them hot babes right there, man.
This is what you want, man.
Oh, my lordy. They got my business right
this
there.
This must be a chain, huh?
Yeah.
Is this like the Hooters of haircuts?
I mean, that's sport
class. Did we just stumble upon the Hooters of haircuts?
I think, yeah.
Well, Sport Clips doesn't, like, advertise the sexy ladies, right? I mean,
they're all ladies. I've never walked into a Sports Clips and saw a man cutting hair. Then again, I've never walked in anywhere and seen a man cutting hair, other than my old haircut place. And give it, that man knew how to cut hair.
Like, I think barbershops and stuff have men cutting hair, right?
Yeah.
I think so, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Dude, I just,
Point of this is I still don't exists. Know where I'm going to go get a haircut because I don't trust any
dude,
of
dude, I think you should go to that one.
I'm going to go today. Fourth haircut in a month.
What are they going to cut, though? Like, don't you think you have to let it grow out a little bit before
no,
you?
I want it shorter.
Okay. Dude, no. go to that
I'm
one down there.
I'm going to leave it for a little bit.
What was the name of that one that we found? What was the name of it?
Or I'm going to just try and cut it myself.
Let's see. Village Barbershop. Right here, dude. Go to this one.
That's too far.
It ain't that far.
It's on Douglas. That's too far.
Dude, you got nothing else going on in your
yeah,
life.
I like 5-minute drives. I don't like to drive anywhere that's not within 5 minutes.
You know, my lady is at Tyler and 21st.
Mine is my job. The only places I go
you
are
could,
within 5 minutes.
Hey, Badger, what's up, dude? You could literally stop here on the way from your work. You could get a haircut here after work.
Where is that? What's the street? Oliver? That's way too north! East!
No, dude.
That's way too east!
You work, like, right in here, and your haircut's right in here, dude?
Nope.
You could do it!
Nope.
Dude.
Not gonna do it.
All right, well, you enjoy your $12 haircut.
I will.
We'll continue to talk about it on the show.
I'm gonna cut my own hair. Just constantly.
Don't do that, man.
I'm gonna do it.
Don't do that.
It's gonna look great.
It's a bad idea.
It's gonna look great.
It's a bad idea.
No, fuck you. I'm a man. I can just chop my hair off.
I mean, you could.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
You want to?
Don't tell me what I can't do.
I want to see if. Can you think I could pull up photos over here?
Probably not. While recording,
I wouldn't know how to show it.
Break.
I wouldn't know how to show it.
Why?
On the stream,
what are you
anyway.
Looking for?
Well, I wanted to show you a picture of me from like 6 years ago where I cut my own hair
mm-hmm.
as a horror story for you.
Yeah, but yours is more complicated.
No, it's literally not.
It 1,000% is.
She does cut it with a razor.
Like, yeah.
There's no scissors involved.
Yeah, see, this is just a one guard on the sides, and then literally just spike it up and cut it down the middle.
Yeah. See, mine I think is more complicated to cut, but I don't have to do any maintenance of it. I just comb yeah. it every day. That's yeah. all I have to
yeah.
do. Yeah, but my hair does, like, it's starting to happen now because my haircut's next week. Like, 6 weeks in, like, I start to get the hair banana. You guys can start seeing it forming. Like, where my hair, because my hair has a natural wave to it. Like, you can see that, like, and, like, in the back, it sticks up if it gets too short. It's like a whole thing, dude.
It's a whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hair's a bitch, apparently, is what I'm figuring the fuck
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and that's why you pay more than $12 for a professional to handle it.
Yeah.
That's what I would
mm-hmm.
say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, we're out of topics.
All right, that was a great haircut conversation.
All right, dude, let's talk about this poster right here. Okay, so this is a Chinese Justice League poster. This is real, all right? There are pictures of it hanging in theaters, videos of it hanging in theaters in China, all right? And this Justice League poster is unique because it shows the Justice League murdering and impaling Marvel characters.
This cannot be real.
It's totally real.
This is the worst Photoshop I've ever seen in my life.
China's weird, dude. But, yeah, so here's, like, the Flash stomping on Captain America's head.
On a gigantic Captain America.
Yes, he's
like,
huge.
That's a giant Captain America.
Yes.
And then Logan is like probably his actual comic book size.
And he's getting,
he is tiny.
I think he's getting stabbed by Wonder Woman's spear.
Uh-huh.
Because he's definitely getting stabbed, which, by the way, wouldn't kill Wolverine. Just not at all. Neither would Deadpool being impaled on
the
Aquaman's trident.
Smallest, that's a midget Deadpool. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's and here's like a dead Iron Man helmet. There's a Batman is holding a decapitated Thor.
That's intense, man. It's totally fake.
It's real.
What's with the hashtag Taylor Swift is over party?
Well, dude, this is a screenshot from someone's phone found the poster, okay?
Okay.
It's hard to get things out of Red China, all right? I think that's the that's the lesson we all learned here.
Well, when it's copyright infringement, I would assume, yeah, it's pretty hard to promote that shit.
But, yeah, but there's videos of it. I can pull it up if you really want. If you need proof, I feel like you need proof.
I do, because I don't believe that this is a real thing. This is like the shittiest Photoshop I've ever seen.
Let me see. I got to go through all our haircuts.
This is like if Matthew tried to Photoshop
together. Don't defame the person who did this. All right, he did better. We could show some of Matthew's stuff.
No, I have not seen Justice League yet, but I did hear the same.
I heard it was better.
But I heard it was not good as well.
Yeah, here we go, right here, Reddit post, okay?
I don't know, man. This dude went to go see a movie and Snapchatted me, our new movie experience here in town with our new theater owners. We never used to have ads. Feel like that's a thing. We've talked about it.
Yeah, well, the problem is that none of these people are going to sympathize because
all of them have experience.
Yeah, now we just get to suffer like you always have.
It sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I haven't gone. I'm not going to go.
You shouldn't.
I'm going for Star Wars. That's the only thing.
You shouldn't go for that.
I'm going for
Star Wars. It's not worth it.
It is.
It's not.
It's going to be for Star Wars.
It's not. I had to listen to Maria Menounos recap my ads before my movie started. And then they showed more ads, and then they played trailers.
So what? You got to get... Can you just show up 20 minutes late to the movie now or something?
God Easily.
Damn. So Easily. All that shit starts at the showtime start?
Okay, so here's what happens, all right? As soon as the movie ends, they start playing ads.
Just constantly.
They have a show of ads. Maria Menounos comes out. I think it's called Newvies? Nooviies? I think it's called Newvies.
Oh,
and she's
God.
Like, it's Maria Menounos for Newvies. And then she shows, today on Newvies, we're going to see how... Google Home is making your house talk to other things in your house. We're going to see how the Nintendo Switch is bringing families together. We're going to see how Clorox Bleach cleans your kitchen with ease. All this and more on Newvies. And then it just plays ads, like 3-minute long commercials.
That's disgusting.
Okay, for ads. Like there's Coke, there's cars, there's Nintendo Switch, there's Clorox Bleach, there's like behind the scenes of TV shows and stuff. And then that plays for probably 15, 20 minutes before the movie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes before the start time of the movie, Maria Menounos comes back on, and she recaps everything.
The spokesperson?
Yeah, she's the host of the show, man.
Oh, my God.
And she recaps all of the ads that played in the last 20 minutes for the people who are new in the theater, okay? And then when she goes away, then they play like one or two ads, like a Coke or a big ads, and then they do all of the Regal Theater ads. So they do like the Do Not Talk. They do the roller coaster one that I showed you that's advertised for their concession stand. Then they play a student film, which is advertising for Regal. Okay,
what?
They play a student film, and then they play They play an ad that is just there to tell people to turn off their cell phones. Like, the ADT... Like, I should show you. All right, what else we got to do on today's show? All right, chat, deal with it.
Deal with
ADT,
it.
ADT, silence your phone. Probably have to go to, like, YouTube. Find it. YouTube.com. I don't know how to...
How to type YouTube.com.
Well, I don't know how to search for this. Regal Theaters ADT ad. Are you kidding me, YouTube? Regal Theaters ADT ad.
It might not have it.
I mean, but you could see, like, you could just look at the results here. You could see, like, here's like roller coaster ad, 40 seconds. Coca-Cola for Regal Cinemas, a minute. You know, 41 seconds. Best Buy Regal Cinema. Feel safe with ADT. This might be it. Let me look. I feel like it was longer than 30 seconds.
Hello?
Yeah, this isn't it.
I was going to be like, what? What is this? I don't think it's on YouTube, man.
I don't think so either, man.
It surprises me that they're not capitalizing.
Maybe it's
more
like
ad
maybe
time.
It's like really new, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. ADT cell phone. Oh, poop stick! Learn to type!
Group cell phone policy?
See, they got like a lot of this, but it's not like, Oh, this thing right here, by the way? This also plays?
If this policy does not silence your cell phones and
now. Okay, the guy talking is ruining it.
The protector. Okay, okay.
But do you hear that light piano in the background?
Yeah.
That literally happens for another 30 seconds. I feel like I'm standing on a field in Breath of the Wild. Like, it's just like calm piano.
Yeah,
saying,
they gotta
enjoy
calm
your show.
You down after you rage out for the fucking 15 minutes of ad.
This
you
makes
watched.
Me more rage filled, dude. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Complete. This has gotta be it. Shut up, people talking.
All right. Dear, I found it.
Please.
Who is
quiet
this person?
I don't know.
And silence your cell phones now.
It says in charge of soul. It says in charge of soul.
That man might have some mental issues.
I think he might. But this is it.
Why is it so fucking long?
I don't know, but it's uncomfortable.
Dear.
Why?
That's it, man. And then remember, I sent you the YouTube video, and they lowered the curtain on accident for this part, and then they just raised it back up again, and then they played the previews, dude.
That's the dumbest thing.
You guys should be on the tourism board for your hometown. I really makes me want to visit your cinemas and barbershop. Never come to Wichita, Kansas. This place is a cesspool.
Never
I can't wait to move. I don't know why Colby is still here.
Yeah.
He has no reason to be here.
Do they really have to tell you where the fire exits are? It's where you fucking walked in.
Yeah,
it's where you walked in.
This is it right here.
And silence your cell phones now.
Oh, I'm not showing it. What a maroon.
We'll give you a minute to pull your cell phone out and make sure it's on silent.
This is the stupid thing.
Please be quiet and courteous and silence your cell phones now.
This makes me want to die.
And then it fades to enjoy your show. Like, they show this first, and then on the new version, it fades to the enjoy your show thing we had. But it's 30 seconds of just light piano.
The lights.
Dude, I don't understand.
Dude, it's a murder floor. That's what they're trying to do. They're like, enjoy the show. You're done.
Dude, I just don't understand it, dude. I just don't understand. I wish I could show you the ADT ad, because it's just, it's not even a silence your phone thing. It's literally an ADT ad. Like, okay, here's the ad. Do you think ADT has it before I describe it?
No.
Again, what else are we going to talk about on the show today, dude? ADT security system. Like, they have to have a channel, right? Every company has a channel nowadays,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure, okay. For sure, man. Yeah, man. Yeah.
When a fire is...
Oh, want a fire on your ass! I will light that spark, you'll burn alive!
Let me see here. None of these look legit.
You're not going to find anything.
Dude, I'm going to find it. If
You're
it's the last thing
it.
I do.
Definitely not going to find it.
I'm not going to find
what
it.
What panic button? Watch.
Dude, I'm not clicking any
click
of their
that?
Things, dude. I'm not clicking it. It's like feel safe. Maybe it's this? No. It's like, because that's too short. I swear it's longer than 30 seconds. It's at least a minute.
Yeah. That whole panic watch thing? No thanks. My watch has now called the cops.
Has it?
Yeah.
Chris takes hers off when she's like in the house, like in bed and stuff, because
apparently,
like, she watches it and it holds down the button and calls the
humble
cops.
Humble brag. When I'm working out, you know.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, it like pushes into
That's
my hand. And then just holds the power button.
Well, Chris, like, lays on her stomach and watches her iPad, and she, like, holds her hands, like, her head in her hands, and so she'll, like, lean on it, and it'll call the cops.
That's so dumb.
Like, all the time, dude.
Can you turn that off? You gotta be able to turn that
off. Oh, I don't know. That requires effort. Ain't none of you gonna do that.
No way! Guys, don't stay up till 4 in the morning.
Dude, I'm so mad that it's not on here. All right, I'm just gonna describe it to you, okay, Chad? Here's what it is, okay? Here's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bunch of people sitting in a theater, okay? Mm. And they're watching the movies, but they're all looking at their phones, and it's just showing like viral videos of like kids running on Roombas and like cats knocking things off counters, and they're like, just rest assured while you're at your film that AT&T has guarded your home. So even though you can't predict what'll happen inside, know that you're protecting it. So feel comfortable turning off your cell phone knowing that AT&T is here to protect your home while you're away. It's like that.
I don't get how that's like the biggest deal. It's what, like, are people dumb?
People are dumb, dude.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to use a cell phone in a theater, you're already a dick and everyone knows it. So, like, more notifications of don't be a dick isn't going to stop that person.
Well, and it's also
being a dick.
It's also like Chris was saying, like, if I was looking at my phone and I saw my baby sitting on the counter holding a butcher knife, like, I don't care if ADT has locked the door. Like, I probably should go home and fire my babysitter, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of a big thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, dude. I wish I could show it to you, but it's horrible, dude. It's horrible. Let's see if like Regal has their student films. Regal Theaters. Do you guys in chat? Do you guys have Regal Theaters where you are? Like, do you guys have Regal movies?
Hello, and welcome back to Nikki Talks Trailers. I'm Nikki.
Jeez, holy God, she's loud. Oh my God, I'm sorry, chat. We're all deaf.
I'm so sad that I know what Regal is.
Oh, they also play these. They also play all of these.
The all-new Regal Crown Club is so rewarding.
You think you can handle it?
Yeah. They play one of these before the movies. These are all after the Maria Menounos ads.
Okay. Yeah, baby!
And use your Regal Crown Club card to earn credits toward tickets, concessions, or exclusive movie swag.
Yeah!
Not a member? Then download the Regal mobile app or visit myregal.com today and get rewarded.
Who's with me?
Crashing Eddie reporting for duty!
Duty.
Enjoy the show.
And then they'd play like the ADT ad.
Like, it sounds like we're bitching a lot here, guys, but it's literally because we had the best theater in the world.
Do you get the Coke commercial where it pours Coke on ice and then that's the HD sound of the popcorn popping? No, this is what we get now. We used to get that one.
Hello and welcome back to Nikki Talks.
Shut up, you loud sleut. Okay, this is what we get now. This is it right here. All right, this plays before the movie.
Welcome to Regal.
Another fucking cell phone thing.
The third time we've been told to silence our cell phone.
Oh my God! I don't know why he had to go to, like, the world of Avatar for the popcorn.
And then they do the,
please silence your cell phone.
We just got a Regal, took over our old cinema. This isn't vomited news for people with motion sickness. Yeah. Dude, it's like, in an IMAX, it's in 3D.
Oh,
like, it's
God.
This massive 3D fake popcorn roller coaster, dude.
I hate that. I hate everything about that.
Yeah, dude. It's horrible.
Just make it short. We don't need an intro for your fucking theater where you already got our money.
Dude, there's so many I literally forgot. Like, there's the piano one. There's the roller coaster. There's the ADT one. There's the Regal Rewards. All of these happen after Maria Menounos' ad show ends. Okay? I'm going to Google that, too. I think it's called Newbies.
So, yeah. So, basically, just when you were sitting waiting
for
the trailers.
Yeah, this right here. This is it.
To start.
I think, no, maybe it's not it.
It's just playing ads constantly?
Yeah, just constantly. God. Newbies. Maria Manu. How the heck do you spell Menounos?
Menounos.
There we go. Maria Menounos. Okay. Movies. I think, is it Newbies?
What?
Maybe it's just 1-0. Maybe it's just 1-0 Newbies.
Sounds terrifying.
No, I want to search
guy
literally for
no
Newbies.
Face. That sounds
Maria Menounos
sketchy as
revealed
hell.
She was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Okay.
Uh-oh. These ads will be ending soon.
Dude. We used to get with weird Regal Rewards or something with a 3D modeled guy with no face. That sounds great. Here we go. Maria Menounos will be the new face of America's Movie Network as the host of NCM's First Look pre-show program, seen by over 700 moviegoers a year. 700 million? That million was kind of important. So they rebranded. That's what they did. They rebranded. So she's always been the spokesperson. We just don't know because we didn't used to have this in our theaters.
Mm.
NCM, dude. How old is this? How old is this article? This is from 2015, May 13th, 2015.
Wow.
Let's see.
They don't have shit. They don't have anything.
Yeah, you think more people would be complaining about this?
Also,
right?
Who is this lady?
Oh, I don't know. She's Maria Menounos.
You just know her name?
She's the host of the After Movies thing. Yeah, because her name is Maria Menounos, dude. That's a pretty common name.
That's a pretty common name?
Unique name.
Okay.
Unique. Shut your lips. I'm reading.
Unique. The opposite of what I said. Oh, shit. How do we even get on the movie thing again? I just brought it up. But
dude, it's killing me that I cannot remember the name of what she said, dude. It's literally destroying my insides.
Yeah, said what?
Maybe it's Noomies?
What are you saying? What is in my...
What are you doing over there?
I'm getting attacked by something in my pants. It's large and... snake-like.
Chad, I apologize. I have no idea what's happening.
Dick joke. Ah!
Dude, Newbie? I feel like it's Normies? Newbies. I feel like it's Newbies, dude.
I mean, that would sound similar, but...
See, this isn't it, because this is just some weird dude's thing.
Yeah.
Like, because they're like us. They don't even have, like, 6 videos, dude. They have no subscribers. That's actually sad. How's our Twitter? Yeah, this is definitely not it.
No.
Dude, I'm so mad.
I don't know what you're doing.
We need to call Chris in here. We need to ask her.
You want me to go see a movie and then I'll tell you?
I don't have my phone in here. I have to go get Chris. Entertain.
There's a BRB screen for that.
Nope. You did this to me last week, man.
Chat, why did I even bring up movies? Or the movie theater? I don't remember. But... it makes me upset that we have to deal with this shit. And I know that most of you, I'm sure, have already been dealing with ads in the theaters. I've seen it maybe once in my entire life. But I hate it. I have not seen it yet. I'm boycotting the entire thing. I will never see another movie again. Hold me to it, chat. Never again.
You're literally going in less than a month to see Star Wars.
Shut up. It's after that.
There will be 4 episodes between now and when you go see your next movie.
Hold me to it after the Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris also said it was Newbies, so...
maybe they just don't have it on the internet.
Newbies accounting software.
That would be Newbies.
Dude, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I do. I get it.
Is it like some? I feel like that's some conspiracy theory. If it doesn't exist on the internet, you can't complain about it, right?
No.
I feel like yeah.
No, it's an actual thing because you saw it in a theater that is now shitty.
I did see it. I just can't believe it. You can go to MariaMenounos.com. Okay, let's go to her website. Let's go to Maria's website. All right, Maria Menounos. Like, dude, her SEO is trash. All right. MariaMenounos.com. All right, here we go, dudes. Here we go. Here's our website.
Bam. Look at that.
See, there's AfterBuzz TV, dude. That's not what she was calling it, though.
Dude, she's not going to advertise the fact that she's in some shitty before a movie ad shit. I wouldn't be advertising I'm in that.
Dude, she does a lot of stuff, dude.
I don't even know who this woman is.
She has a Sirius XM show? How do you spell it?
N-U-E.
Nueves.
New movies. Newbies.
Nope, this ain't it. This ain't it either. We can't figure it out.
Well, it used to be called First Look, and now it's changed.
Right.
We can't find anything besides First Look.
That's my problem. I feel like they're hiding it from us.
What's the...
there. It's infuriating me that we can't find it. It's literally infuriating me.
I can tell. It wouldn't be on Regal is what I'm saying.
I doubt it, dude. Again, I don't feel like they want to advertise it, man.
Why would they want to advertise the fact that they show ads in their theater?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Their website is Reg Movies, just by the way. We'll point that out.
Wow.
I don't know, dude.
Pretty sure it's called New.
Advertise with Regal. You think it'll be in here? What do you think? They literally... Oh, okay. This is now a new...
Yeah, this is NCM.
So this is the company that plays it.
Right.
Okay. Investor relations?
We're going...
Newbie, right here, dude!
We're going down a hole. N-O-O-V-I-E.
That's how I've been playing it, dude!
There's not going to be anything.
There's going to be something, man. There's no way this doesn't exist. We can't have discovered a black hole in the internet. Right here.
Is that it?
Right here, dude.
That their logo?
That's their logo.
That was a great title card.
It doesn't exist in this reality.
Like, Mandela effect.
Dude, how is it possible?
They have a YouTube channel with 100 and how many
subscribers? They joined less than 6 months ago.
Yeah, how many subscribers?
183.
183.
We're going to be one of them, dude.
Oh, my God.
Dude, the Seth and Colby channel finds the best stuff, dude. We're going to follow the best of the best. Like.
That's fucking terrible.
How can this happen, man? They don't even have a real URL.
I don't have enough subscribers yet.
They don't have any videos!
That too.
I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe that we just discovered that they're hiding all this stuff, dude.
Are they not even showing their subscriber count on this one?
Doesn't look like it.
Good God.
They have 19,000 views. Yeah, they like just started. Like, this one right here has 651 views, their newbie thing. What's newbie? It's NCM's new pre-show focused on leading moviegoers to what's next in entertainment. Reimagine for today's movie audience. Newbies replaced NCM First Look
pre-show.
Downvote
that, give it a thumbs down, and then also comment, this sucks. Just give them the most trolly shit ever.
There. You happy, man?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say everyone in chat should go to youtube.com/nationalcinemamedia, but apparently that's not it.
Dude, I just can't believe like how...
Dude, their social media person is going to be like, what the fuck?
They don't have one! There's no way! If they had one, they would have more videos than just this. Manager is just like, you know what, we should probably upload this to our YouTube. Like, okay, they did this at the same time. This was added 2 years ago.
They just uploaded their logo stings. That's it. That's literally it. They probably bought those.
Look at these. Look at this.
They just threw their logo in it. That's really... What the fuck is any of that?
National Cinemedia NASDAQ opening bell.
They're on the stock market?
That's what it says, man.
Oh, my God. What's NCM's. Their code?
Here we go, dude.
From the crossroads...
Do we know what their code is? I can look up what their stock's doing like.
All right, dude, here we go. This is the most entertaining show of all time.
Oh, it really is.
This is the best show we've ever done right here. NCMI.
NC.
Here we go, dude.
Oh, National Cinema Media right there. Their stock is worth $6 a stock.
Colby is a drummer? Yes. Yes, he is.
Welcome everyone to Market Side.
How much is their stock?
$6.
Dude, you should invest after our bump from this show, dude.
It went down.
Oh, my God. Show that on the screen, dude.
Yeah, that's their last month in stock.
That's not good. By the way, it's the opposite. We're mirrored.
Oh, here's 1 year.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Here's 1 year.
It's my great pleasure to welcome National.
Yeah, they're not doing so great.
Where were they at? They were at 13, and they went down to 6.
Welcome to the members of the management.
Bye, dude. Bye.
Distinguished guests to NASDAQ. We're excited that you could join us right here from the crossroads of the world in Times Square, New York.
Why is NASDAQ logos the same as Norelco?
Now, there's certainly a lot to celebrate. National City Media first listed on NASDAQ just over 9 years ago. And today, the company is the number one weekend network in the U.S. NCM also just released solid first quarter performance and exceeded the top end of their revenue guidance. So congratulations. I think that deserves a big round of applause.
All the staff there, applause for me, please. Thank you.
1 million moviegoers annually attend.
I thought he was addressing a fucking crowd.
But it's no, just the cameraman.
He's literally just addressing the cameraman.
You tell him, man.
National and regional theater circuits, including AMC Entertainment, Cinema.
He's looking right at it. Including AMC Entertainment.
NCM Cinema's advertising network offers a broad reach and unparalleled audience engagement with approximately 20,400 screens.
I wonder when they went live. You said 2016 was when this is?
I think this is 2015 this one is. Nope, May 18th, 2016.
Like congratulate you and
comments
your
are disabled for this
and
video.
Congratulate you on your success. We have been honored to be your partner over the past 9 years, and we look forward to watching NCM continue to
nine
grow
years?
And to continue to innovate as a NASDAQ listed
company. May 2016.
What could they possibly be doing? Oh, let's watch the CEO.
Oh, wow. Once they announced this, they went up a whole dollar. They went up a whole dollar.
Wait, that's
and then
pretty
got
good.
Up, got up to 13. Nope.
Dude, they
then
just
went down.
Tanked in the yep. last 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
What do they do?
I don't know.
Exist.
Yeah.
They realize that movies are dying.
Yep.
Look at this. Dude, this is the... You gotta see this. This is the most awkward CEO's photo I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
This dude right here has murdered someone in
just
his
keep
life.
Smiling, guys. Just keep smiling. Just keep it on. Fake it for a little bit longer. Did we get it? Did we get it? I think we got it. No. Keep doing it. Okay.
These people, one of these dudes makes more money than all of us combined. Oh, every single one of these
they're
dudes.
On the fucking stock market, man. Yeah. It's not doing well, but.
It doesn't matter how well the company does. The CEO still makes money.
Exactly.
Guys on coke, chat says. I'm on NASDAQ!
Oh, god damn.
They're still just standing there, dude. They look so awkward. What is the point of this? Oh, okay, now they're clapping.
More clapping.
Oh God, it's
dude, if we ever make a company and get it on the stock market, we're not doing one of these.
Dude, we're not. They're gonna invite us, and we're gonna show up like Trey Parker and Matt Stone to the Oscars in like women's dresses. Oh, you actually just push a button on a touchscreen now.
This is terrible.
Is this what adulthood is? Where it's like, hey, what'd you do today? I got to sign my name and push a big button. Dude, you're such a baller.
Everybody better keep fucking clapping or else you're getting shot. You are fired. You get out right now.
Is this...
Keep fucking clapping.
Is the rest of this video... Like, do they seriously just fade out to like...
Yeah, they're just... They're showing their ad on some billboard.
Yeah, but they literally just fade to it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they all say goodbye. And then... The next 5 minutes is just that.
That was worth some money. That was well spent.
Who's this guy?
Dude, I don't
Pocky,
know.
Pocky, sure. It's another ad, dude. What is this? Well, we went down that rabbit hole.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
We found it, though, man.
We're gonna have more. There needs to be more coverage of newbies.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should be providing it. That's what they do.
Yeah. Like, how hard is it to put it up on YouTube? It's got to be ads. It's got to be like.
It makes no sense to me. Like, oh, copyright. Like, speaking of which, did you see that?
What?
It was on Reddit. There was a screen grab of a Verizon. Verizon 360 video that went up on YouTube, and then they clicked on it, and then you couldn't watch it because it was copywritten by Verizon.
Dude, that's hilarious. Yeah, we talked about that on the show a couple weeks ago.
It actually happened, and yeah, there was a pic on Reddit of it. I thought that was pretty fucking funny. It was also on the trending page as well.
I just want to find this ADT.
You're not going to find it. This is the whole show is let me look for this fucking ADT ad.
Home.
It's not going to be shown anywhere but in the
all right,
cinema.
I'm leaving.
Good.
I'm leaving it.
Good.
Okay, we're closing out Maria Menounos. Okay, we're going to go back to what we actually talked about here, which is the stupid Justice League poster in the first place. So here's your video proof, okay? It's on the elevator door, according to Reddit.
To know.
Well.
Looks like a fence company.
I've never watched this with sound.
Well, it sounded like she was dying.
Boom. Vindicated. See it?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Told you, man. I told you, man,
How does that poster happen? Somebody got sued for that, right?
Oh, dude, who knows? It's China. Who are you going to even sue?
Marvel China or DC China.
You think DC made that?
Who the fuck else would make it?
I don't know. I just can't imagine DC would actually have that made. It's so bad.
So you're saying it's not actually promoted by DC, so it, even though it's on an elevator door.
I feel like some kid at the theater or the mall or something made it and like gave it to his boss as a lol, and then the boss is like, okay, and put it up, threw it up on the doors as an ad.
Saw it and was like, yep, that's cool. That's super cool. We're putting that on the elevator.
Dude, I don't understand it, man.
Nope, real good Photoshop work there, man.
Also, Morris, throwback to, let's see, when did you talk about this? I'm scrolling up here. Let's see, Penny Sweets was at 324 or 224, so almost an hour ago. I do want to confirm, Morris, that Penny Sweets are pretty much only in Britain from this Google, so that's why we didn't know what they were, but they are a candy.
One penny for a candy,
so.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's a great thing. But they don't exist in America, so that's why we looked so dumb. So that's just a recap from
capitalism.
Yep,
inflation.
All right, I'm going to talk about this real quick.
All right, all I see is Walmart.
Yeah, this is the most largest private employer in 22
that's
states.
Fucking stupid.
So like, Walmart is like most of them.
1.5 million employees.
What's weird to me is like seeing like MGM Resorts. That makes sense because it's like Vegas,
right?
You know, but like. Denver International Airport is the largest private employer in the state of Colorado. Like, that's just weird to me, you know?
So Walmart's bigger than the Koch brothers because aren't they private?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, well, that's weird to, like, Walmart. Like, how is Denver International Airport have more employees for it than Walmart's in Colorado, right?
Sense, does it?
That's weird to me. Or, like, the State University of New York. Like, I guess these places maybe just don't have a lot of Walmarts.
Maybe.
University of North Carolina, University of Wisconsin, University of Iowa, University of Nebraska. And also, I thought these were public colleges. So are they not? I don't know what private employer means, I guess. I don't know, man.
Walmart is the largest private employer in 22 states. I don't get it.
Walmart. 38,000 employees in Alabama, 33,000. Like, let's go by number of employees. 171,000 employees in Texas, 108,000 in Florida. I mean, are there... That's unbelievable.
Where's Kansas at? We're in there.
Kansas, 20,938.
It's interesting.
That's insane to me, dude. In case you're wondering, Amazon is not the largest employer in any state, even the company's home state of Washington, where it still lags behind Boeing. However, Amazon Epic's ramp-up is quickly taking over Seattle. The company now has as much office space there is in the city's next 40 biggest employers combined. Who knows, over 238 bids for Amazon's new HQ2, it's possible the company could be adding up to 50,000 new jobs in another state very soon. What do these people do, man? I don't understand businesses, I guess. Like, 50,000 people need to work at Amazon? Like, how many of those people are just putting stuff in boxes?
I would say like 30%.
So
30,
what are the 60% doing?
Organizing, office work, invoicing, paperwork.
Shouldn't that all be automated?
You would think with a tech company.
Right.
Yeah, maybe, but no. No. Well, I've also heard that they're trying to start their own shipping company.
Okay.
So not use UPS or USPS or anything like that. So
I mean, that makes sense.
That would be another.
But aren't they trying to automate it, like drones and self-driving cars?
I've heard that, yeah. But
I don't know. Maybe it's just like the thing like everyone gets all up in arms about, you know, there's going to be no more job for Americans. And then we look at Amazon, who's literally trying to replace things with robots, and they're also adding 50,000 new jobs, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand how worlds work. I just don't understand it, dude.
Worlds, the multiple ones, yeah.
All right, dude. First of all, we're going to talk about this. All the risks of climate change in a single graph. I need you to explain this graph to me. Before we get to it, why do you hate Vox?
They're just dumb.
I mean, any specific examples or reasoning you could give me?
They're just very slanted.
Like, to which direction?
Left.
Oh, that's right. You're a Trump supporter, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a
MAGA.
I'm a filthy cuck.
Uh-huh.
We had a discussion before the show about cuck and what it actually means, and we realized it made no sense.
It doesn't.
Yeah, just like
no,
the Trump
presidency. I'm not left. I'm not right. I'm trying to see points of view from both sides.
Yeah, but as soon as you saw it was Vox, though, you gave up on it.
But, yeah, right? They're almost everything I see. Okay, they have a YouTube channel.
Okay.
A YouTube channel. Other than informational bits,
uh-huh.
Whenever they talk policy, it's very left.
Well, don't.
Very...
So is this like the Breitbart of left?
Yes.
But they're not taking money from. See, that's the problem I have, okay? Like, very left people, all right, and very right people have one different thing in common. Very right websites take money from neo Nazis, and the very left doesn't.
That's true.
And that's a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
Like,
but. Here's the thing that Trump was saying, I feel like.
But, hear me out on Nazis.
It's just like, not Nazis, but if you take just a standard conservative,
uh-huh.
and he says something that an Antifa member doesn't like.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
Antifa?
What's that?
Anti-fascist? They're the left-wing group that Trump was like, there's violence on both sides.
Okay.
They were there to fuck up the Nazis, but
okay.
They also sometimes fuck up people that they just don't agree with.
Okay.
And they're not Nazis. They're not saying white supremacy.
Right.
They're just like, I like guns.
Okay, but I would say, like, even if you, let's just go crazy and say 50% of the time they accidentally attack people that don't deserve it, they're still not Nazis. That's which right. 100% of the time
are just bad.
Yeah.
You got a point.
Like, that's what I always hate about
you
that discussion
point.
Is, like, you can't, like, your side has Nazis. So no matter what counter argument you make, I could still be like, Nazis, though.
Nazis are people, too, man.
Yeah, but they're Nazis, though. but they're also, they're Nazis, though. Like,
I just love the right wings, like, where do you draw the line with Nazis? At Nazis.
Like, at the point where they're like, we're Nazis, I'm like, that's probably where the line is. It's like, not Nazis, you know?
Yep.
Like, I grew up, like, knowing that, like, Nazis are bad, and there's people out there that are my age that are legitimately Nazis. Like, what is happening? There's Nazis, dude. People are dumb, dude. The Nazis were National Socialists, socialists as in the left. I just thought Nazis hated people that were different.
I mean,
I think that's what Nazis is now.
That's their political stance, yes, but their other political stance was that any other race other than the white Aryan race is you know, inferior.
Yeah,
and
right.
So that's the part that many people go, right. You're a Nazi.
I love it's the great irony to me that, like, there's American Nazis who just want America to be ran according to the Founding Fathers. When the Constitution says all men are created equal.
I saw this thing. In Germany, you can't fly any Nazi propaganda. It's against the law.
Well, yeah, it's so Germany. That, it's kind of
right.
a sore subject there,
makes
I would
sense.
Think. Yeah,
makes sense. So now they're starting to fly the Confederate flag.
In Germany.
For support of Nazi white Aryan shit. Yeah.
In Germany?
Uh-huh.
Dude, Germany got to stomp that.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Like, Germany can't play with it. Like, America, we can be like, we're free. Germany's like, yeah, we're free too.
It's
from
just,
Nazis. You get out.
You get out. Horseshoe theory?
I don't know what that is.
Morris, you're too smart, man.
Yeah, Morris, what are you doing with your British education, all right? We're Americans, all right? We went to school here, okay? We got Nazis here.
I want to figure out what the hell's going on with this fucking graph.
Okay, so I could read it. I could read the article. That might help. But I kind of feel like a graph, like, if you look at a graph,
you should be able to figure out what it is.
Figure out the graph, right? The problem I have is, like,
there's so many keys of reference, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't understand any of them.
KRI-1, KRI-2, KR-3, KR-4. Yes. What the fuck?
So, I think this is the medium confidence and the high confidence. So, like, the two lines, like, here, okay? Like, relative...
This is the most convoluted graph I've ever seen.
Like, see, over here's years. No, this is degrees Celsius of change.
Yes.
Okay.
Global mean temperature change.
Okay.
See relative to 1986.
Okay, so right here, our global temperature change in 2012 was above this line. This, the blue line, is 2005. So H down here, I guess I don't know what H. Oh, that's the probability, the confidence. So we got a high confidence that the coral reefs and Arctic systems, and to a certain point, the mountain systems are dying.
Does that mean dying? Global mean temperature, they're getting cold.
Like, they're going away, I think. Like,
how do
they're deteriorating.
Get that? Risk to unique and threatened system. Okay, that makes sense. That's where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, the Arctic and the coral reefs are basically going away. Oh, here's the definition of horseshoe theory. Politics is not a straight line. Left to right, it's like a horseshoe, where the far left and far right are very close, like a horseshoe.
Oh.
That makes a lot of sense.
God damn it.
What, you mad that he's smart?
Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to be like, horses wear horseshoes or something.
And, you know, once these horses wear horseshoes, they believe in an all-pure horse race, and we got horse Nazis.
Horse Nazis!
Okay, so... if the temperature raises 2 degrees, see, this is what I don't get. Like, how can coral reefs and Arctic be here, but also be here? Like, if they're getting roasted down here, shouldn't they already have been roasted by
yeah,
up here?
Yeah, but see, now they're much more hot there. They're
no, this
the
is
purple.
High.
They're in the purple, though.
Right.
So that's a little different. So does the color variation matter at all? Because it varies from bar to bar.
So maybe, like, these things are more susceptible to smaller changes, risk to unique and threatened ecosystems. So, like, it takes less of a temperature change to destroy those, as opposed to, like, more of a temperature change to destroy these things. But see, here's the coral reef and the Arctic again.
And that's medium confidence.
But this is risk associated with large-scale singular events.
Fuck this map. Up, go down. There's the color thing. Level of additional risk due to climate change.
So these are already at risk?
That's undetectable risk, though, according to that graph. Or close to moderate.
So there's a high, very high level of risk.
Very high level of risk due to climate change.
At 2 degrees Celsius increase.
For unique and threatened systems.
Okay. So if the global temperature for associated with extreme weather events... so heat waves and extreme precipitation we have medium confidence in. If we raise, there's a high risk with medium confidence if it goes up 1 degree. This graph, it's too hard.
It's also very dumb. Like, what does the global key risk have to do with anything? What is KR3? KR, does it, do you have more?
I don't know what these are.
Scroll down. No, you're
no,
at
this
the
is
bottom.
The bottom.
What the fuck is that, man?
So, like, economic damages right here.
Medium, though.
Right.
Medium confidence.
Right. Like, what's this one? Agriculture. So, agriculture's not really messed up till
4 degrees.
4 degrees.
And then again, they don't even know if it's medium or high. That's a very low risk. We are not confident at all with this placement of
where did they
icon.
Get these models? It was already proved a lot of the data is wrong. Well, if they looked at these graphs at any point, they probably all got confused.
Like, does this mean this or that?
Like,
or that?
I just... like, here's the problem. Like, I look at this graph, and I go, no matter what, it's bad. Okay? And I'm sure that, like, the people who are deniers look at this graph and go, this graph makes no sense. It's made up.
Fake news.
Like, Why can't they make a graph that just says there is a 70% chance when the global temperature raises 2 degrees that agriculture will produce 50% less crops? Why can't they do that? Why do they have to put a cartoon tractor in light purple
to get way too much information into one graph.
Like, they should just say, Froggies, we have an 80% confident rate that at 3 degrees, froggies will die.
They're dead.
Like,
or murdered.
That's what they should say, right? That'd be so much easier.
I mean, there's possibilities to have a very long image, so...
The risks of climate change are not easy to communicate clearly. Yeah, obviously.
We can tell that.
Yeah, since the atmosphere affects everything, everything will be affected by its warmings. There's no single risk, but a wide and varied array of risks are of different severities and scales affecting different systems, unfolding on different timelines. It's difficult to convey to a layperson, at least without droning on and on. One of the better known and more controversial attempts to address this problem is a graphic from the reports by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the so-called Burning Embers graph. Have we seen this?
The IPCC.
Okay, that also doesn't make any sense.
I think it's just
attempts to render the various risks of climate change, reasons for concern, RFCs, and easy grasp visual form. An early 2017 paper in the journal Nature Climate Change, a group of 17 scholars examined the RFC conceptual framework and reviewed the latest science. Long story short, they find that the graphic is generally accurate. They offer suggestions on how the RFC framework could be extended into the future.
General.
I won't go into the details, but I want to have a look at their new and improved Burning Embers graph, which is up at the top of this post. As you can see, there's a ton of information about the risks of climate change crammed into there, so it's worth unpacking it a bit. It offers a remarkably coherent overview of the various risks we lie ahead in this century. Remarkably coherent? Are we just dumb as dirt? The thermometer on the right... Okay, here we go. Shows relative to pre-industrial, so it shows temperatures relative to pre-industrial levels. The thermometer on the left shows them to be relative to 1986 to 2005. The distance between the two blue lines is warming that occurred through 2005. Do you understand that?
No. I've heard we're in a down cool.
Morris says people are not denying climate change. They are saying loss of the data is rubbish. Yes, Morris. I'm sure in a country like yours, where people are generally not idiots, that's happening. Here in America, a lot of people are denying it exists.
They're denying man-made climate change.
My entire family says climate change is not real.
Well, that's
but it was 80 degrees on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, you could wear shorts on Thanksgiving this year. Like, does one day does not a trend make? I get it. But it was 80 degrees on Thanksgiving this year.
But we've also had the hottest year on record for, like,
the last 20 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Following the IPCC risks are divided into 5 buckets. Okay, here we go, dude. It's got to explain it to us. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
We already figured these ones out.
Risk to unique and threatened. Okay, we're going to skip them then.
I want
to
know what the goddamn the dot colors were. That's what I want to know.
For instance, the little graphics along the bottle are selected key risks which are plotted at various points in the graph to illustrate specific dangers.
Oh my God.
Next to them is a letter indicating the level of confidence scientists feel in predicting the risk, infra-medium, H for high. For instance, scientists believe the high degree of confidence that biodiversity hotspots, coral reefs, and Arctic systems will come under very high risk at 2 degrees. With medium confidence that there is a high risk of heat waves and extreme precipitation at 2 degrees. With medium to high confidence that agriculture is already at moderate risk, which becomes high risk around 2 degrees. That sentence right there. With medium to high confidence that agriculture is already at moderate risk, which becomes high risk around 2 degrees. Like, the sentence makes sense, but it just sounds made up.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds like lawyers wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
RFC 4 and 5 are the biggest, scariest danger, the species-level impacts, but they're also the ones in which scientists have the least confidence. Still medium confidence that the Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets will continue to be under high risk by 3 degrees ought to terrify us. That's gambling with trillions of dollars. In short, panic. There's a lot to glean from this graph, but here's the takeaway. We've already crossed over into moderate risk on the first three RFCs, pushing temperatures up 2 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels. The target at which the world claims to want to stop warming puts us into high risk on the first three and moderate risk on the last two. That's the best case scenario. 3 degrees over pre-industrial levels we are very likely headed this century puts us at high risk across the board, very high for those uniquely threatened systems. 5 degrees, which is entirely possible, puts every human and ecological system at high to very high risk. We are already in danger. There's more danger to come. At the best we can hope for is to slow and stop the process before dangers are catastrophic. That's the shape of things. Like CO2, they say CO2 causes temperature change, but ice core samples show a rise in CO2 after a rise in temperature, effect, not cause. You can explain what he just said to me.
He's saying that CO2 in the atmosphere is a product of warming, not that it caused the warming. That's what he just said there.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
Is the problem then overall with global warming? Because it's what Marcus said, or maybe you said it. Maybe you said it, that people don't deny that climate change is happening. They don't deny why it's happening. Oh, yeah, Moore said it. People do not deny climate change. They're saying lots of the data is rubbish. So, like...
man-made climate change.
Man-made climate change. That's what you said.
Yeah.
So, is the problem that we don't know what's causing it, so we can't all agree on what's causing it, so we can't all agree on how to stop it? Is that the problem at the root?
I would... think so.
Is that some people yell coal,
people don't want to stop using coal when, I mean, they want to use wind power and solar, but they have downsides for both.
But it has to be man-made, right? Because the Earth didn't, like, develop a third nipple.
No, I mean, there's rises in temperature over time and things like that. Like, it's just a matter
not
of
this dramatically, planet. Though, right?
I'm sure there was one time the Earth was on fire, so yeah, there was... At some point, it was hotter than it is now.
Yeah, I mean, if a meteorite strikes us, there's not much we can do.
But, I mean, whether or not we could do anything about it, whether or not we can change it, I don't fucking know how the Earth works. So, and I don't know if any other human really does.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, right?
It's just a matter of, like, I mean, it's such a big scale that one scientist...
Well, also, you can't, like, test it. Like, you can't be like, all right, on Wednesday of this year, we're all going to stop using our cars to see if things get marginally better. Like, there's no way to do that.
Well, mainly, yeah, climate's a long game kind of thing.
It's not just happening on this planet.
I think Mars is experiencing climate change.
Well, yeah, all their water turned to dirt last week. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a big deal, dude.
That is a big deal, man. All that water just evaporated and became a
dirt.
Different composite of elements, and yeah.
I don't know, man. It's... Like, there's no reason that it should be 65 degrees out right now on November 26th. That's all I'm saying.
No, I heard once, and this is just out of nowhere, that the seasons are changing. So we're gonna push summer more into the later months, and then winter's more into the earlier months. So it's shifting.
So instead of it being like summer is like June through August, now it's gonna be July through September.
Right. That's what I've heard. I heard that once.
Well, can we update our calendars or something then? Like,
we're just gonna have to get used to it, man. Things change. Everything changes.
But wait. I don't.
Also, they've
how can
invented...
that be, though? Because isn't the sun what causes it to have seasons?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, we're in a rotation around the sun that could, you know, possibly move at some point.
No,
in time.
It doesn't move, though.
It does.
It doesn't.
It's called gravity. It can move things however it wants.
I don't think so. I don't think that's how it works.
If the sun wanted, it could just push us away.
I don't think it can. It doesn't have arms.
Well, let's fill the fucking universe with air and see what the fuck happens.
I hate that I brought that up. I can never have a conversation about space ever again, because anytime I make a valid point, you could just be like, maybe we should put air in there,
yep.
And then whatever I say,
you're
right or wrong. How long is it gone?
For life. Yep. Yes. No, I don't know, man. I'm not worried about farming too much. Like, on the scale that we have it currently, I mean, they're inventing new ways to grow inside and vertical farming and all that crap, saving land and
stuff.
Well,
there's just so many problems, like overpopulation, Yellowstone caldera, threat of nuclear winter, global warming, contagion outbreaks. I'm sure there's six or seven more I just can't remember that are threatening us at this very moment, you know?
I mean, gravity.
Yeah, gravity.
Got that.
But it's like it's space. It's just continually happening.
With gravity. Yeah, see? And you just admitted my point for me. Hey, we could move.
No!
Because it just keeps happening.
It happens the exact same way.
Not all the time.
Like when a space shuttle goes up there and they get in position, they just turn everything off because they just keep going in the same position forever, right? They not don't slowly...
Eventually, they would die.
Eventually, they
would come crawling back to Earth and be dead. No, I don't know. That's the low Earth orbit.
You know what would solve
business?
All this problem? Mm. If we just pumped the universe full of air,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then we could just breathe out there. And if we wanted to take a trip to space, we could because we could just fly there through the air.
Yep.
That's what would solve all the problems, dude.
Just instead of the Earth being round, just make the universe Earth.
Wait, first of all, Earth isn't round. Okay, it's flat.
Yeah, flat.
We are all on the back of a giant cosmic turtle floating through space. Okay. But, like, seriously, like, the sun, like, the equinoxes mark the seasons here in America.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the autumnal equinox marks the end of summer, the beginning of fall. And the reason it's that day is because that's the shortest day of the year because of our location to the sun.
Well, the moon is much closer than the sun is.
Who even brought up the moon? Why is the moon in here?
It's a different orbit because that's the equinox. Oh, no.
No, it's not. It's about the length of the day.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, the moon's out longer because there's a longer night.
Yeah.
So it does have something to do with the moon.
I heard equinox.
You're like thinking of witches eclipse. And like nude.
I'm the dumb one over here.
Sacrifices and stuff.
God.
So we need to break the idea. You're suggesting we need to break the idea of temperatures completely away from seasons. And summer is just the period of time between this equinox and this equinox. And our shifting. We just associate summer with heat, but in reality, it could also be hot in the fall.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, that's really what you're suggesting.
I mean, that's
because
much
the equinoxes
more
aren't going to change. It's not
explained.
Like the sun's going to be like, well, you know, the last 10 years, you know, it's been pretty hot in November. Maybe we'll move the equinox a month, you know, to get everything back on track. Like, it's always going to be around the same time every year because that's how space works, right?
Yeah. Like, what's in that vape? Gravity?
Aliens.
Aliens. I'm sucking the life of aliens right here, man. It's nicotine.
I wouldn't call that a vape. I think a vape would be complimenting what he has.
It's a vaporizer.
It's an electronic cigarette. It's an e-cig.
Uses a vaporizer to heat up the e-liquid.
Can you make vape clouds, bruh?
They're small.
Make one. Let's see it.
It evaporates very quickly.
That's the worst vape cloud I've ever seen.
It's not meant to be a huge fucking thing.
That's because it's not a vape.
It's still considered a vape.
If you can't be in a vape cloud...
No, that is not the definition of vape. It's like fucking temperature and seasons, man.
Chad agrees with me.
No.
They do. They agree with me.
They don't.
They're typing it right now.
They literally said nothing.
I see them typing. No,
they've said nothing.
Seth is right. I see them typing.
You can't see them typing.
I see it's invisible ink. It's just like your 20 memes on Twitter.
Ah, fuck you. You got me there.
I got you, dude.
You got me.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm.
How is it possible that we filled an hour and 42 minutes today with the topics
we went on a fucking detective hunt to find that damn newbies thing? God.
Dude.
Boom! They said, you're wrong, motherfucker!
Bozy Plum, you have to. You're permabanned.
Thank you. No, you're not.
You're permabanned.
You are welcome here anytime.
If I just out of curiosity, if I ban someone in our chat, would you know how to unban them?
No. I don't know the Twitch stuff. I would just click on. I would need your computer to do it.
Hey, thanks for the follow during the vodcast, by the way, Bozy Plum. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate that.
We appreciate it so much.
Should we end the stupid show, or is there more you want to talk about?
No, I feel like we're.
I mean, we ran out of topics. I feel an hour ago.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we talked about this graph. We did that.
We did that.
We did the Marvel thing.
Great haircut story.
Yep.
Figured out I need to go to someplace else.
Yep.
Because
there's no chance you're going to, though.
Apparently, people at a really cheap haircut place don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, they don't give good haircuts. Who could have imagined that?
You only pay $12 for it. You have to get three of them to get it how you
want
it.
But you're still not happy.
I'm more happy.
Yeah, but you're not happy.
Not completely satisfied. But right. Then again, I really never am after any haircuts.
Well, that's so. Because you only get $12 ones.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about, like, getting a picture online of a person you wanted to look like?
Yes, I did that both times. And they looked at the picture and were like, uh-huh. Barely looked at it.
That's why you got to stop going to the $12
Barely
places,
looked
man.
At it and was like, I'll do my best.
You got to stop going to the $12 places.
I will do my best.
Like, I feel like the only difference between you and the person that cut your hair is that they paid for a license from the state.
Might be accurate.
Like, I don't want to demean hair people, all right? Which I'm sure there's so many of them watching the show right now. But I feel like you, as a professional artist, graphic designer, you could look at a photo and then look at a hair canvas and kind of emulate at least $12 worth of emulation what you wanted hair to be like.
Oh, yeah.
What picture did you bring? Ellen DeGeneres? Bet you that permaband's looking real good right now, Colby.
No, I got the Katy Perry and the Justin Bieber, the Miley Cyrus.
That is a great question, though. What picture did you bring?
There's a dude called Matt Carricker.
MattCarriri.
Oh,
right there.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, am I gonna hate you for looking at this?
Not really, no.
Who is this him?
He's a cool dude. He's a YouTuber.
This guy?
Yes, that is the exact picture I showed.
It is not.
It is.
Dude, half of his head is chopped off in this photo.
I know. It was not a good photo. And that's why I came out with this.
You complained about the back of your head. You can't see it in this picture.
I know. She was like, well, that's a lot shorter than your hair. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that's what I want.
I don't know. I think she did a pretty good job for...
It's pretty close, man. Like I said, I'm pretty satisfied. I mean, not completely. Pretty. I'm not going again. Let's just leave it at that. This man has a gun channel on YouTube.
You know what? I was going to make fun of that photo, but there's literally no better photos of his hair.
No.
There's not. How did you find this man?
YouTube algorithm, man.
You're just like, what drove you to
it? Click that one. Go down. Click that one where he's like spread eagle with a whole bunch of guns. Right next to it. Literally right
here?
Next to it. Yeah.
Most American thing I can think of, me. But I'm a bald eagle and my wings are made out of AR-15s. God bless America. America.
America. America.
Guns. AR-15.
Yep.
Yep. How do I do a show with this man?
I don't know.
Like, you watched this?
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
And you liked it?
Yeah. He shoots a lot of stuff.
He shoots a lot of stuff. Like what? Like milk jugs filled with... corn? Like, what does he shoot?
Jesus.
Like, what does he shoot?
I feel like I lost some Morris respect there. He shoots, like, explosives. He shoots safes. He shoots stuff to see if it's bulletproof.
Safes?
Yeah. That's the one that I watched today. That's why I brought it to my mind.
You were watching him this morning?
Yeah. Don't make fun of me.
Dude, you stayed up till 4 a.m. last night, and then you woke up. You're like, you know what? I'm going to check out this picture of this veterinarian shooting safes with AR-15s.
He's a cool guy, man. I want his fucking life.
Have you ever even shot an AR-15?
No.
It'd probably blast your arm off.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why do you
Jesus
want his
next
life?
Time? Because he has his own house. He can build stuff.
He has his own house. And he
builds
stuff.
Build land.
It's a millennial dream. He has his own house and he builds stuff. I want his life.
Jesus hipster.
Because the hipster Jesus. Yeah, sorry, Bozo. This looks nothing. He looks nothing like Jesus. I mean, he should have. You should. You want to grow your hair out like Jesus, dude?
No. I feel like Jordan's got that covered.
I'm also really mad that hipster Jesus didn't return better results. Like, it's the same picture of Jesus, but, like, with meme words on him.
Yeah, that's
like, true. I wanted, like, to see a Jesus in, like, flannel with like tight jeans and a glorious beard, maybe with like some flowers in it and stuff.
But then I don't think he would look like Jesus. He would just look like a fucking hipster. You could show any picture of a modern day hipster.
You're
like,
not wrong.
That's
dude.
Hipster Jesus right
you are
there.
Totally right about that. Yeah, that funny. Is 100% accurate. Yeah. Well, somehow we managed to fill another 5 minutes talking about your head. Until I play the music, we just got to keep. Just gotta keep filling time. Brooklyn Jesus. Yeah. I mean, every Jesus. I feel like every person in Brooklyn looks like Jesus.
Right? All of them. Yeah. They're just all.
Are you trying to grow the beard back in, or?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would if I could, man, but I can't. There's this, like, baby skin right here, and it will never grow.
Well, then just, you gotta go like me and just continually shave.
Yeah. What do you think I'm doing?
I don't know. It looks like you haven't shaved in a couple days.
It's been a day.
Really? You grow hair that fast?
Now?
That's like 6 days growth for me.
I left this.
I've never had hair that long on my chin ever in my life. No. Ever.
This is a couple days. This is brand newly shaven, though. I did this Friday.
Okay. What are we talking about?
Nothing in the show.
All right, the music just... Did you hear that?
Put it up. Is that your internet?
I have no idea, man.
Oh, God.
I don't know what just happened there. Thank you guys so much for watching us today. We are the Seth and Colby Show. I'm Seth, he's Colby. We are live twice a week, Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you don't watch us live, YouTube is there for you. For all the videos on demand, watch the past broadcasts for live broadcasts. YouTube.com/Seth and Colby. You can also listen to the audio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Just go to SethandColby.com to get those links.
Yeah.
And Colby's meme train of meminess happens every day at Twitter.com/SethandColby. Go there for Colby's memes. He posts them all the time.
They're very hard to see, though.
Yeah, they're invisible memes, apparently. So you have to have, like, the secret code word or something to get a hold of them. But they're there. So follow harder if you can't see them, and they'll appear. If you're listening and you have never checked us out live on Twitch, we'd appreciate it if you did. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to talk to chat. We love to have your input in the show. It makes the show better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So hit the follow button. You can subscribe to us. It's $4.99 a month. It really helps the show. And you can also donate more than 4 bits. That would also make us very happy.
That would be great.
Thank you to everybody who followed us over the past few days. I should really just read them all. Thank you to Jaw0606 for your new sub. Devil Ray Erex for the follow. Password is password for the follow and the 4 bits. You jerk. Choice Tomlinson 89, CD Gaming, It's Disco, Boise Plum, Aussie Geek Show, who followed on Twitch and YouTube. Thank you all so much for your support while we ran our vodcast. We will see you guys on Thursday for a brand new episode.
Thursday.
We love you. We'll see you all later, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.